Praise the Lord. I think about the eternal faithfulness of our Lord, as it says in Psalm 105, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalm to him. Talk of his wondrous works. Glory is his name. Let the heart of those rejoice who seek him." So we rejoice this morning. Father God, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving, with hearts of praise, singing glory, hallelujah to your name. Thank you so much for getting us up this morning in our right minds. Oh, my God, that means so much. Thank you for starting us on our way with the TMC call. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, God, for starting this call, for giving us an opportunity to get up early and glorify you. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank you for the company that you have put in the hearts and minds of Papa Diaz de Leon, Father, and how you are growing it. Now, Lord, we just thank you for what they are doing, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we ask for tsunami blessings over their lives, oh God, that you keep them in all their ways in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our dear speaker, thank you, Lord, who will bring the word of God to us this morning, that I know that the word is powerful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I get excited about thinking about it before she even speaks, Lord. Father, I thank you that you have anointed her mouth, Lord, that you have anointed her thoughts, oh God, that she is doing everything that you have called her to do. Now, Lord, bless her indeed. Oh God, order her footsteps and be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path, Lord, and whatever she touches prospers. Father, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus, because I know this call, oh my God, will go forth with clarity, because we have already given it to you. We thank you for every family member who has joined us. And we just ask, oh God, that you direct them today, give us all wisdom, and that we might go out and be a blessing to somebody in some way. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, I am going to turn you over to the host. But before doing so, as I always say, you know I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the fabulous city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately know as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. Now, we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and encourage believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God does things decent and in order, so we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with cell phone networks who charge for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, the bridge number is 857-957-1147. And we know that this call is brought to us each week, Monday through Friday, and you can listen to the current day's message by calling 712-432-7000. 1085, access code 957-677-POUND. We know that all the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Also, you can see the speaker's bios and the prayer objectives. And if you're feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-POUND. Calling all Artist Life distributors, the 2017 Artist Life Extravaganza Conference in Los Angeles, California is March 3rd through the 5th. Please check your back office for more information. So now I am going to get out of the way so that this beautiful and amazing woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room, can come forth and bless our socks off. We are all familiar with her. She is our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is a woman after God's own heart. She is an amazing spiritual mother. She is a friend. She is a pastor. And she is an amazing daughter. She seeks to do what God has called her to do at all costs. She speaks the truth in love, and she continues to push us out of the nest as we need to be pushed. I will now get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for that introduction. We so appreciate you, Minister Kai, hosting the call, and always a big shout out to our other prayer warrior, Minister Willa, for always greeting us and seating us and praying for us to open up the call. Just so honored and humbled and blessed to have two sharp women of God along with the awesome team that brings this call each and every day. Always humbled by the fact that we started this journey back on October 25th, 2010, and look what the Lord has done as we're literally in about 6.5 years strong. Also, thanks to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, I see also here on the board this morning. Appreciate the God in her and just being willing to go along this journey. We always want to be a platform and a place where the Word of God goes forth freely each and every weekday morning. So again, welcome to all of our TMC family, to our visitors and friends. Thank you for calling in. It's a lot of other places you could have been. So we thank you for this divine appointment being with us today. I just want to minister briefly this morning from a theme that I say to myself every day when I pray. You've heard me say it a lot on this call, but I want to break it down and chew on it a little bit this morning with a simple prayer. God, show me me. So I guess that's four words. God, show me me. I'll let that sink in a little bit, because a lot of times we're quick with the simple story, the adage, when you point a finger, especially that index finger, at somebody else, don't ever forget there are three other fingers pointing back at you. So every day in my time of prayer, my time of meditation, or in any situation, I always ask God, show me me, because I need to be accountable first to you, God, on my part. We're quick to tell what everybody else did. We're quick to blame everybody else for what they've done. But we're often dishonest with ourselves first about what we've done in the situation. I'm in the middle of a Bible study in my church. I think that really stirred this up even more. My pastor, the Right Reverend Dr. Clarence Talley Sr., authored a book called Jesus Christ Made Straight A's. And we've been teaching out of the book and just finished a powerful, powerful chapter on confession is good for the soul. Confession is good for the soul. And we use a text scripture that is so familiar to all of us, the 51st division of Psalms, Psalms 51. That fourth verse says, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Against thee and thee only have I sinned. Too many times we're worried about the wrong people, the wrong issues. We are so concerned about what others think, what others feel, and we should be most concerned about have we grieved God. And that verse that David, when it was penned, because most of us quote quickly, that 10th verse of that same 51st chapter that says, create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit. Oh, cast me not from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. David gets to begging, Lord, please don't leave me. And the problem comes when we allow God to show us ourselves. God, show me me. I'm not worried about what other folks think about me. I'm not worried about even what I think I should be doing. God, give me that GPS bullet point direction on where you want me to go. But even more so, show me your mirror of your heart, what you think about me, where you think I am. Because a lot of times we think on our journey we're down to turning the turn at STUV, and God's like, hold up, homegirl, wait, my brother. You barely got to me with the FG. You ain't even gotten to the middle of the alphabet. And a lot of times we're shocked because we haven't done our part in our time of prayer and fasting, our time of meditation, in our time of pressing in to get into that Holy of Holies, not being content being that carnal Christian in the outer court. Well, yeah, you show up for church, but nothing of the teaching of the lifestyle is reflected in you. And some of us are a little bit better. We may make Bible study, and we listen when Queen Victoria gives us our declaration of the day, but are we just hearers of the word and not doers? And that inner court, how many of us cry out every day to be in that Holy of Holies, in that place with God where the countenance of Christ is on us? We don't need to wear a Jesus pin for folks to know that we love the Lord with all our heart. They'll come up to us and say, what is it about you? It's something. You know, they don't know to call something the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. They don't know what it is, but they know there's something different about us. How many of us have cried out, God, show me me. See, every day we should have that honest one-on-one with God. As I was sharing in the Bible study on Wednesday night, when David penned that phrase, he had just sinned with Bathsheba. He had already caused her husband, Uriah the Hittite, to be killed because he could not clean up, cover up, but wouldn't confess up to the fact that he had gotten Bathsheba pregnant. And he told Uriah to come home. And Uriah, being so integrous, wanted to do right when he came home from war, would not even consummate with his wife because he was so concerned about leaving his fellow soldiers on the field. So he couldn't clean up what he had done, and David could not. So when Uriah went back, he told his general Jehoiakim to withdraw from him so that when they were in the midst of battle, he ordered Uriah to be killed. See, don't forget you sent a servant to go get Bathsheba when she was bathing and you should have been at war. So remember, when you told that lie, maybe nobody else was around, but God was watching and he saw. When you did some uncool business practices and were pulling folks from other folks' businesses or doing things we know were not right in the sight of God, God saw if nobody else did. Why we're looking around to the right and to the left, don't forget who's looking from above. And so when David penned that line, he finally hit a point. And what I was sharing with the class that I didn't even realize till I was studying this lesson, that from the time he had Uriah kill David, it was a year until God had to send the prophet Nathan in to tell the parable to make David finally see himself. How many times have we walked in the deception in our own heart? Months and months and years, and for some of us, decades, and won't tell the truth about your child. Everybody else knows what your child did, but you keep lying. I often can hear stories. My brother, my younger brother, is a criminal lawyer in Dallas, and he often has said, I probably step across the line when some mothers come in and want to put up their home for collateral to get their children out of jail, and they'll want to go in court and say, I'll tell the judge that he was home with me. And Kenny says, no, I can't let you lie like that. They had surveillance tape. You can't perjure yourself because you've denied in your heart the characteristics in this child and won't be honest. Oh, can I get an amen or oh me? From something that major to something that simple, when we know we stole some things from work, took home some supplies. No, you didn't just borrow them. You stole them. And then you justified it and said, they're not going to miss these pens and pencils and papers, and I need to have this for my kids because I need to save some money. No, you stole. So if another employee didn't see, God saw. Oh, we're talking this morning about God show me. But yet when we want to beg God to show up, when we want God to move in our behalf, we haven't done right and confessed in our hearts and made it right what we need to do. And it took a year that David kept walking around that castle, forgetting that some people knew and saw the actions that he did and knew how he took advantage of Bathsheba. She had no choice. She had to come. He knew she had a husband when he called her. We knew they were in a marriage when we start flirting with them, and did it anyway, and then go have the audacity to criticize somebody else. How they going to think they can do this or do that? And not realizing what we have done. And it took God using Nathan the prophet, because the power that he had, the power that David had, he could kill anybody else who challenged him, and Nathan had to come correct. How many times have we lived lives in front of our children and they couldn't say nothing because they're living in the house, but they're learning those life lessons from you, from me. They're singing and doing, and I would tell people and laugh, as the three of us would laugh in this house that we grew up. My mother would tell us in a second, I'm not going to lie for you when your little friends call. If you don't want to talk to them, y'all better tell them or get it straight. And we used to tease her to my mama, you can't answer the phone because you won't cover for us. And we would, that's just how much integrity. She said, no. And if you can't handle your business. And I remember one time we didn't run to the phone quick enough and answer it. And my mother answered the phone and looked right at me and said, Vanessa said she's not home. And they went, oh, okay, and hug up. And she said, well, there's two problems there. First, that you said you weren't home and you know you were lying. And second, they didn't even have the sense to catch it. So maybe you better check your inventory of friends. But that integrity, that consciousness of you're going to do the right thing and there won't be a group plan here to cover your mess. All we're talking this morning about, God, show me. And when Prophet Nathan in that story, and we know it so well, when he told of someone who had power, who had much, took from someone who had so little, and David wanted to holler, who is them? I'll kill them. I'll destroy from them. How dare they be that cruel and heartless? And we know the reply of Prophet Nathan said, King David, you are the man. For a solid year, day in and day out, he refused to see himself. But yet the scriptures record that David is a man after God's own heart, which lets us know we can sit here sincere but be sincerely wrong. We can sit here meaning to be honorable, but come with a Holy Ghost hookup instead of an honest path. Or we have to stay in that Holy of Holies so the Jehovah Makedesh, the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost, can burn out of us every attribute, every attitude that's not like God. See, network marketing, it really shows, it really exposes our strengths and weaknesses. It allows us enough rope to be totally successful or to totally hang ourselves. See, if we're disciplined or a lifestyle of disarray, we get to choose. So the question when we're asking God is, how are our work habits? We know if we put in 2-3 hours or an hour a day in our business or an hour a week and then have an attitude about, they think they're going to make the rank this month. But yet you've seen them out there having showcases, rushing home to feed kids and going here and going there, asking God to help them multitask, doing all they can do and trusting God to do what they cannot do. And you have the nerve to be judgmental. But got to be honest in your heart about what we did not do or what we did do. Are we consistent? Are we persistent? Are we persevering to the promise? So we have to be honest. Have we been disciplined? Or has it been a lifestyle of disarray? Don't worry, I've been on my face too. This word hit me, beat me up first. God, show me me with my deep, wonderful, anointed, and appointed self. God said, come on in here, my sister. Come on, my brother. I need to talk to you for a minute. See, godly character always conflicts with ungodly shortcuts. Let me say that again. Godly character is always in contrast to ungodly shortcuts. What do you mean, Dr. V? Well, do you keep your word? And do you apologize when you don't? I've never seen folks just skip over the steps of doing what's right, and then when you call them on it, get an attitude with you. You're the one who said, I'll be at the meeting tonight. I give you my word. And then when I see you the next day or see you later on during the week and say, what happened? What you mean, what happened? Life happened. Hey, hold up. I'm sorry. I just was following up. You know that thing that keeps us successful in network marketing? I know this morning is tight, but it's right. Because if we're going to go individually and corporately to be those platinum presidents, to be the billion-dollar company, it starts one distributor at a time. See, are we godly leaders? We all lead, whether we want to or not. By default, you're a leader as a parent in the home. You may be a supervisor on your job. You may be a leader in an organization. But are you a godly leader? You know, we always say, especially on our MMC call, we endeavor, we strive to be servant leaders. That's how Jesus was a servant leader. He realized he was here to serve. We got to get it understood. In network marketing, you don't excel, get ahead without serving others. It's not a Lone Ranger kind of show. See, are you mentoring or are you just plain messy? I've never seen so many saints with so much drama. But I've learned, I never pray against people, but I sure enough pray against spirits. Father, I drive out that manipulative spirit, that Jezebel spirit. I'll pray it in a second. Father, that drama spirit, if they won't change, help them change address. Because this needs to be a place where your peace, your prosperity, and your posterity exist. See, our motives must stay pure and full of integrity before God. And how do we do that as I close? You got to have a daily prayer life, not a dialogue. Not just a monologue, but a dialogue. It's great to run to God to talk to him, but be quiet and listen and let him talk to you. Study your Bible every day and expect to receive some manna from heaven. And then choose to look for opportunities to be God's servant leader. Choose to ask God to order your steps every day to lead you to the many manifold opportunities we have to be his light in dark places, to be his hands extended. Choose to embrace blessings, not curses, faith, not fear, determination, not doubt and dismay, to fulfill purpose and not just always focus on the problem. Ask yourself this morning, am I a committed soul? Am I sold out all today, today and every day? Our prayer, our decree, our cry to the Lord is, God, show me, me. We seal this, Father. For many of us, we need to repent. For many of us, Father, your mercies are new every morning. For many of us, just continue to give us the strength to do it right in your sight. Forget about others, but in your sight, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Well, my, if you can't say amen, say ouch. Dr. Vanessa, I will be calling you back to give us our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this woman of God who came straight from your throne room with that word. We thank you that it is working in us. We thank you that you are continuing to lead and guide her as she continues to help us grow. As she pours into us, Father, please continue to pour into her. Give her back a thousandfold that which she has given so many. We ask that you continue to keep your hedge of protection around her and our other co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you continue to lead and guide the Des De Leon family as they lead and guide and order the steps of artist life. Lord, we surrender and submit it all to you. Father, we ask that you touch the bereaved families. You know their needs. Comfort them. When all else is done, Father, be there so that they can always turn to you. Lord, we seal this in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I don't know about you, but I know I am going to listen to this call again, and that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Post it to your social media. Get your friends on, because that is a profound word for such a time as this. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. We know that the Artist Life Extravaganza is in Los Angeles, California, March 3rd through the 5th. Please check your back office for more information. We are so thankful that each and every one of you joined us this morning. I know I have to go personally listen to that call again, because that is one of the things that I pray, God, show me me. And when you ask him to do that, he does. So be ready to get to work. Again, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and opening us a prayer. Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, all I can say is ouch. Please come back and give us our benediction.
Mother Eagle loves everybody. Amen. But the truth is what sets us free. Spirit of the living God, we thank you first that we examine ourselves. Again, our prayer, our humble, sincere prayer is, God, show me me. And even, Father, if it takes us to an uncomfortable place, a reflective place, a determined place, let it all be a repentant place. We know your blood and your mercy. You will wash us with your word. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every listener on this line. Bless them. Keep them strong. And you continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of us, reminding us our utmost mission and mandate is to be your minister in the marketplace. So we go out rejoicing. We go out knowing that we can do all things through you, Christ, because you strengthen us. And we thank you. We bless you. We extol you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and be those absolutely awesome ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.